It's hard to get rid of, kind of like a vicious agenda. One that only serves the needs of the very few. Persistent symptoms show that there are hidden causes that produce the disease. For it isn't the actual disease, it is the symptoms that produce it. Remember that. So for a very long time, we as the people have been treating the symptoms, but we haven't been able to get rid of the disease. We hold the ones responsible for our well-being, but we still seem to miss the overall picture, or disease. Many times there have been miscues, inconclusive evidence, and missing details. It's not an overnight solution. Corruption and abuse is the disease, and the only cure is to abolish the loopholes that enable these types of abuses. For many, I've said it before, we've given up our natural and universal rights in the name of what? A society that is conditioned to have nothing for themselves but be happy? A cough is simple to deal with, without any other symptoms, but this is whooping cough. You know that disease that when you think you're done hacking your brains out, it comes right back to finish you off? That's what we are dealing with, a very severe case of whooping cough with our government, because every cough hits very hard and it's hard to recover. We have barely recovered from their latest acts of corruption and lies, and yet they are not stopping this time. They have become the complication when it comes to whooping cough, the gasping for air. The coughing is so bad we can't eat, we can't drink anything, we can't even talk. And yet, we still go to them for the treatment. Isn't healthcare great? This was a very brief episode. If you want to know more, you know where to find me. Until next time, stand up, stand out, or stand down. Your choice.